I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Technology Trends, the series that takes an enthusiastic but also a critical look at how technology and digitalization change and affect our lives and businesses. The episode is presented by Epicenter, Oslo's hub for digital innovation and an ecosystem for innovative growing companies. Visit epicenteroslo.com and become a member. On February 6th, I received an email from Google about Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google and parent company Alphabet, having published a blog post in which he discussed and explained the company's vision for Bard, Google's version of OpenAI's ChatGPT, which went from 0 to 100 million users in 2 months. Microsoft recently decided to invest an additional $10 billion in it. At the same time, they also decided to lay off 10,000 employees. On February 7th, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella stood on stage and presented their vision for Bing, Google's search engine competitor, which globally is a mosquito compared to Google, with only a 3% market share. For Microsoft, OpenAI's ChatGPT technology can not only destroy Google's business model, but a few percentage points increase in search market share can quickly repay the $10 billion investment and add some money to the top line. On February 8th, I sat in the front row of the auditorium at Google's Paris office to attend their Bard launch, an event that Google had invited me to and paid for both my flight and hotel stay. As the only Norwegian, I witnessed an event that, to a lesser extent, was about Bard, but to a large extent was about artificial intelligence and how much artificial intelligence there is in Google's products and services, as well as how important Google thinks it is that the development of artificial intelligence be made in a safe and responsible manner in the future. On February 9th, Alphabet's stock price was just under $95. In a few hours towards the end of the week, about $130 billion had disappeared from the company's stock market value, equivalent to about $30 billion more than the value of the Norwegian oil company Equinor. Now, a stock price doesn't say too much about a company's future, as stock prices are very much driven by emotions and psychology, and are largely shaped by fear of possible short-term returns. At the same time, the development can say something about the real threat that ChatGPT technology can pose to Google's business model, but also to companies and publishers, to you and me. About 8.5 billion searches are made on Google every day. With Google's market share, that would mean that we search across today's search engines about 9 billion times. Each search costs money. Money in the form of equipment for all computers running the searches, the infrastructure in the form of switches, routers, firewalls, cables, etc., and power to run all the data centers. Chief analyst Dylan Patel at SemiAnalysis estimates that every time you and I do a Google search, it costs Google about 0.11 Norwegian kroner. At the same time, it generates the same search about 0.16 kroner in revenue, equivalent to a lovely margin of 45%. For comparison, the Norwegian food industry has a margin of about 3%. With 9 billion searches every day, almost all of which go to Google, there are quite a few kroner in profit, 425 million kroner to be exact, every day, all year long. A GPT search or query requires far more data power. According to Dylan's estimates, every single request to ChatGPT will add an extra 0.03 kroner to Google's cost. In isolation, this does not sound like a particularly big problem, but 0.03 kroner multiplied by 8.5 billion times every single day becomes some kroner. Specifically, just under 100 billion kroner in just increased costs. However, the biggest challenge for Google is not the marginal increase in costs. And as long as none of us have tested out Bard, we don't know if their approach is a more or less complex version than what OpenAI is running today. And just to be clear, the OpenChatGPT solution is relatively limited, both in scope and complexity. It's not even online-based, but reduced down to a database dated up to June 2021. and with GPT-4 likely to be launched this year, it is said that it will not only be a little more powerful than the 3.5 version we are familiar with now, but 500 times more powerful. Google can withstand a small decrease in its margins, although the stock market obviously doesn't like it. The biggest threat to Google's margins is on the earnings side. For what happens if Bard gives us the answer to our questions right there and then? Then we won't click into some website to read more about what we were curious about, more about the product we wanted to know more about. Suddenly, Google doesn't earn 0.16 kroner every time we use Google. Every time Google's Bard gives us exactly the answer we were looking for, Google will not earn anything. It will only cost them money. I asked at the press conference in Paris how they envisioned mixing search engine marketing into Bard, but instead of a proper answer, Google's head of artificial intelligence, Prabhakar Raghavan, tried to reassure us that Google will never compromise ad revenue with either truth or user experience. That's reassuring, at least for those of us who use Google to find answers to our questions. But what about those who create the answers that Bard is based on and presents to us? There have already been many lawsuits against how Google presents metadata when we do a search. In many cases, we get so much information in the meta description that we don't need to click on the publisher's website. For example, it could be my website. What if my website is used as a source for an answer you have asked and that Bard answers without the source being revealed? And what if the answer consists of 100 sources? How will the 100 sources get their share of the credit for the job? In other words, how will I be paid? And how will Google be able to get paid so they can profit from it as well? Especially if it is still intended that we users should get everything for free. For Microsoft's part, the question is not as big. They don't need to move too many users from Google to Bing or from Chrome to Edge before the dollars start rolling. $10 billion, which sounded like a lot of money when Microsoft announced its further investment in OpenAI, first sounded a lot. But Google lost $120 billion more in market value when the market was not convinced that Bard was the answer on February 8th. And for now, it doesn't look like anyone has the answer, neither Microsoft, Google, publishers, customers, or users. The only thing we know is that Google's business model, which has made Google and Alphabet one of the world's largest and richest companies, is reaching its endpoint. It is being disrupted. What we're witnessing now in these days is, as it is nicely called, the innovator's dilemma. That was it for this time. Links to everything I talked about can be found at hanspetter.info.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.